This is Jessica Nunn.
I started out when I was 10 and when I could actually afford lessons, which was here at Shawdick Conservatory. That's when I was like 16. Then I started trying to be molded into a classical musician. But most of my influence, I think, came from playing in church and being allowed to do something, you know, that I want, and then try to polish my sound once I started taking private lessons.
When she was a junior in high school, Jessica Nunn entered the statewide competition for viola. She finished third among the hundreds of students from across Tennessee. The following year, she finished first, the 2005 All-State Champion in Tennessee. Accomplishing that helped her win a scholarship at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, where she had a double major in music performance and education. After graduation from UT, she moved to Florida to work on a master's degree in music at Florida State University. While she is clearly a gifted player, she's also a passionate teacher, intent on giving her students the freedom she wanted when she was first playing.
I want to help show how important it is to read music, but encourage how to be creative and just express and feel the music.
With that in mind, for three afternoons from 1 until 5 on Wednesday, July 31st, Thursday, August 1st, and Friday, August 2nd, Jessica is going to be leading a series of workshops for anybody over 7, but specifically for underprivileged children who ever felt the yen to pick up an instrument.
What do you say to these children? Do you say to them, here's a way for you to express yourself, find a voice?
Let's not make you feel obligated that the end result is you're supposed to be in this group. Or let's not even discuss how you're going to be a famous rock star or anything. Let's just find a way to communicate with each other. And a very basic understanding of music, you know, understanding major and minor keys, and then getting comfortable on an instrument of your choice. And go from there. I think it's interesting when, especially for adults too, I'm trying to reach the underprivileged and the discouraged adults that feel like, oh, I'm too old to start an instrument. I've had several adults come up to me after a show and just be like, I really wished I played a violin. I'm like, you're perfect for it because you don't have to start when you're 4. It's odd. When you're a kid, you're like so eager to learn all these songs. But when you're an adult, you have the patience to actually work on your craft and actually make a good sound. And then reading music will come so much easier for you. It's one of those things where it really doesn't matter how you start, it's just how you approach the instrument. You know, if you take it more therapeutic, then, you know, it's an assignment or a, you know, then you begin to just relax a little bit more with it and actually try to make a good sound and not think of all the things like, oh, I'm so behind.
Of course, one of the biggest obstacles for anyone wanting to learn to play an instrument is the often daunting cost of a piano, a violin, or even a guitar. Realizing that, having been there herself, Jessica is making a range of instruments available for the workshops.
I'm providing 2 violins, a viola. I know some other string players that can provide a cello and a string bass. And it's just mostly for the ones who've never played an instrument. I'm not expecting them to carry in an instrument because that's the whole reason they might not have been able to afford it or they don't know where to look. But if they are able to sit down just for like 15 minutes, on an instrument just to feel what it actually is like to play an instrument. It's not that hard. It's just giving them the opportunity to just experiment on it at least Because I know there's kids out there who see different musicians and they get inspired and they're like, oh, I really want to learn this. But then the parents get concerned about paying lessons and investing in an instrument. In this situation, it's like, just come in, see what feels right. Get a good understanding. You know, you have to have rhythm. Got to understand what notes you might be playing. But, you know, just a very basic music appreciation, but more hands-on than just learning the history of music.
It's not the piece, it's the player.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how good the piece is, if the player isn't any good and doesn't feel it,
mm-hmm.
then it sounds horrible. And it seems like music is taught that way. A lot of kids are taught how to play the notes, but not how to feel it. And so what you get is a perfect presentation of the notes, but there's no connection, you know?
Mm. Yes. I'm like, yes, you're speaking my language. Because, yeah, it's too confined, and I understand that you should know what the composer was thinking whenever he wrote this piece, but ultimately I think we were supposed to play music to be able to tell our own story in it.
The workshops she's calling Musapalooza will be in the Hixson First Baptist Church. She chose the church not only because it would afford her the space she needs for people trying out, among others, trumpet, bass, drums, piano, violin, and guitar, but also because she wanted it to be a welcoming environment.
It's in a good environment. It's not in a creepy, you know, house or something. It's going to be at a, you know, you don't know who's living in the basement or something. You know, it's going to be in a professional, welcoming setting, and that's why I chose the church. I also have this belief that church should be more welcoming to what's going on in communities.
When she first conceived of the workshops, Jessica sent a mass email to all the musicians she knows in the area. 35 have agreed to help with the workshop, making it possible for her to offer a wide range of instruments, including, along with those I've already mentioned, flute, hand drums, cello, and saxophone.
If you had to choose between teaching and performing, which one would you go with?
I think I'm a rare musician. I think I have a heart for both. I get really excited and patient too at the same time with kids. And oh, I have so much pride when I find out a kid makes like junior clinic or make all state or something like that. I'm like, yeah, I did that. Instead of like when I'm playing somewhere and I can never like own up to like, oh, I guess I'm a good player. But when it comes, it's like I'm mama bear or something with kids. So I love both. But as I'm still young, I would like to perform as much as I can and be available for whatever opportunity comes my way. And I know, you know, in the daytime, I can still teach privately. But yeah.
The deadline for registration for the workshops is next Wednesday, July 24th. If you'd like more information, you can reach Jessica by telephone, area code 423-718-9849. Again, area code 423-718-9849. Or you can email her, jlnunn, that's J-L-N-U-N-N 86, @gmail.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.